So yeah, it's a charity cycle event that we hold up at Jerby every year. Obviously, it's to raise funds for the Dandenong Charitable Fund. It's a 24-hour cycle race, so we start from 12 p.m. and we run it right through till 12 p.m. But for this year, we've actually got an added 8-hour event in as well, which is running alongside our 24-hour event. So obviously, if people can't commit for the 2 days, they can just jump on for the 8-hour event, which is obviously it's been very popular, which is great news. So so we run that from 12 p.m. till the Sunday at 12 p.m. as well. We've also got the Petite La Danse, which is that's also like a little like children's event, if you like. So we have like an age group race in the morning, all prior to the main event, which is always very popular as well, and a fun lap too with the parents and the kids.
And I've heard you stress before that this isn't a race, this is purely a challenge, isn't it?
Well, it can be a race if you want it to be, obviously, but it's against yourself. So people compete in solos, pairs, teams, and we've also got a corporate 8-hour. So we've got a good few companies challenging for the corporate trophy this year, which is great. But yeah, we've also got all mixed. So we have obviously very, very good riders that come along, but we've also got that, not so any ability challenge, we kind of like to call it, really. So people are coming, they've set themselves for 50-mile target to ride, 100-mile target to ride, and they just ride around and just compete against themselves, get them out that good feel sort of thing out on their bike. So yeah, it's really good. It's a good all-round event for from young children to all abilities in the cycling world, really.
And you've extended the entry time until, I believe, is it 9 o'clock on Thursday evening? How have entries been this year? What's demand like compared to recent years?
Yeah, it's really good. We've got, like I say, with the 8-hour, that's kind of pushed quite a few more people through with regards to the entries. So I think we're clocking up to about 140 entries now, which is really good. So that'll have the paddock very busy. We have lots of people more than welcome to come up and watch as well. So, but yeah, we're going to close the entries on the Thursday the 31st. We just had a few people say, no, we've not got our teams quite ready, and it's that and the other. So yeah, we've just extended the entry openings for a little while, and then we'll shut them on the Thursday. So so if you want to get an entry in, come up, see us, but just get it in before then.
And I'm reading that the tagline for it this year is great. No sleep required is the first line. I mean, for those taking on the 24 hours solo, that stands to reason why you've put that in there. Those people out there taking it on themselves, how do they do it?
Just, it's actually incredible what the body and the mind can do. And with it being at Derby track, obviously it's just round one circuit, so it is very mentally sort of challenging. But yeah, there's people that just don't, they obviously stop, get a bit of food on board, get a bit of water on board and things like that, a bit of a warmth, but they will just keep chugging away. The solo winner last year, Charlotte Casement, she did over 300 miles last year, which is an absolute phenomenal amount, especially for the women. So yeah, but she was great. She just ate when she needed to and things like that. So that was really good. Yeah, they just keep turning the wheel. But then obviously we've got some people that just compete in the 24-hour, but they might have a bit of a sleep, go back out, and it's just a very pleasurable way of doing it. So, but yeah, some people don't need the sleep, do they?
It is incredible. And of course, all for a brilliant cause, the Dandenong Charitable Fund, of course, in memory of Dan as well. So tell us all about it and what that money goes towards.
Yeah, so obviously we lost Dan 7 years ago now, and he was a keen cyclist himself. So we've kind of just, obviously with the event, it's something to celebrate him each year, a good remembrance challenge. And he used to, like I say, take part in other cycling challenges like longest day, longest ride and things like that. So the charity was obviously created when we lost Dan. And now we've really got this new avenue, and it's called Talk. So it's a project that's been created by the Dandenong Charitable Fund, and it's now to support mental health in the obviously motorbike industry. TT Manx Grand Prix helps riders. So we provide coaches, so if riders, families, marshals, we're helping all of them in the industry. But also with Le Dans, we've kind of wanted to express, obviously, we are raising funds to provide that service, but also to, you know, recognise that sometimes sports can be quite, you know, mentally challenging, especially at higher levels, and that we all just, it needs to be more normalised that, you know, that mental health needs to be looked upon, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, it's just so we can just put a bit of awareness out really as well for other events too.
And looking back at the inception of Talk, how has it grown?
Extremely well. So last year we put it in the TT paddock. We rushed putting it together from like the November prior to the TT, but we managed to get it in the paddock. The Alaman TT are very on board with it, which is great. And we've had people use the service, whether they needed, had a bit of stresses with competing, or we've had family members just a bit of, because it's a very stressful environment that we all within the paddock, that, you know, it can be quite difficult. So it's just having somebody there. And yeah, the feedback's been amazing. We were on live podcasts this year at the TT. So it's becoming more normalised, which is obviously our aim. And like you say, supporting marshals as well when dealing with incidences. So yeah, it's steadily gathering pace, if you like. And yeah, like I say, we want to normalise it. And it's really given Dan's charity a real avenue to support that. So that's really good.
It's great to hear, Leanne. And just finally then, with a couple of days left to go before registration closes for this weekend's event, if anyone's sitting on the fence listening to this thinking, oh, should I compete, shouldn't I, what would you say to them?
Yes, definitely. The weather's giving great for the weekend. Maybe a little bit Sunday afternoon, but we should be packed up and done by then. Sunday looks fantastic. We open our paddock on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So if you wanted to bring the campers up to stay for the weekend, if you're competing, you can come Friday afternoon, make a real weekend of it. And yeah, just why not? Getting a group of friends together. You just have a great day. We've got Burger Man up there, obviously serving food all night. We've got the Pink Kitchen coming up with their cake van and bits of food. We've got the marquee, we've got the music on. What's to miss? And obviously all the kids event, you know, we've got the Petit Le Dans and Pedal to Progression, so the children's they can use the Pedal to Progression. It's almost like an obstacle course, so we're going to have that up for the kids to have a go round, and there'll be little ramps and cones and things like that. So, and that's for all ages, so they'll be able to see proper family events. So why wouldn't you?
And so, of course, we can't put on these events without the help of sponsorship. Who's out there to thank this year?
Oh, we've got many sponsors, which is fantastic. Got a new sponsor, Vision for Music, that have come on board this year. PG International have also come on board this year, which is, like I say, without this money, we can't provide the things that we provide with this, running this event. Long-standing sponsors, Manx Petroleums, have been fantastic. I know they've put a radio ad out with yourselves for us. And we've also had, you know, banners put around at the Quarter Bridge from Stuart, along with you know, Ian Rowley's, he also displayed our Le Dans poster up there on Peel Road, and all them little things. Justin from ELS is obviously fantastic with supporting the sounding and the music, and yeah, all of them little things. Well, they're not little, all them things obviously help produce this for the charity, and it saves us money and yeah, it raises a lot more. So couldn't put it on without all of them. And obviously if I missed anybody, I do apologize. But yeah, no, it's fantastic that they all still support us so well.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.